Hi, folks, and welcome to the inaugural episode of Lunchcast with Matt Peters. Thank you for tuning in. I don't know how you found me, but I'm glad you did. I'm recording this through the Anchor app. So big shout out to Anchor. I'm sure you heard the plug at the beginning of the show. You know, before we even get started with the show itself, I want to just, of course, show respect for the folks that are going through all these just national events that are happening right now. I mean, we have hurricanes, we have wildfires, folks in Texas, folks in Florida, all over the country are suffering. Folks are worried about their loved ones. So my prayers are definitely going out to them. More than anything else, please, if you are listening to this, consider giving to food banks, diaper banks, help out any way you can. I'm certainly going to do that myself. I'm sure all your friends and neighbors have shared their favorite links. Do your homework. Look into those organizations before donating to them. But there are a lot of good organizations doing a lot of good out there right now. Thanks to the volunteers who are helping out. And of course, this being 9/11, September 11th, we have to acknowledge that tragedy as well. So thank you to all the hardworking rescue people who served during 9/11 and are helping out now. I'm going to do my best to try to take our minds off of what's going on in the world right now a little bit, just to give us some levity. But I also have to touch upon another sad bit of news, which is Len Wein, creator of Wolverine and co-creator of Swamp Thing. He passed away. He's been having heart issues that he's been battling and other various health complaints over the years. He even had a quintuple bypass heart surgery back in 2015. So yeah, he's been fighting for a long time. He even had a little bit of levity when he was going through surgery at one point. He tweeted out, "I want Wolverine's healing factor." So big shout out to Len. Thank you for inspiring all those great stories. Thank you for the various creators that you inspired over the years. Thank you for inspiring me. So we're gonna go ahead with the show now. Folks, before the show, you might have heard a couple of Spotify tracks. I've been doing this thing lately, which is called a Spotify ride-along, where I find my friends' playlist, what they're listening to at that exact moment, and I just kind of piggyback on that. I never know what to listen to on Spotify. I'm tired of my own music, so much to the fact that like I end up skipping 90% of what's playing at the time. So I started with Jennifer Jones, our friend Jonesy at Mighty Inc. She's, you know, a great photographer, wonderful teacher, great belly dancer, and just a cool person. She's got great taste in music, so I started listening to some of her stuff. Also, my buddy Aaron Amendola, who you know from Versus the Universe, our boss over there, he's got great taste in music too. So I just do a little ride along there. Those two tracks that you heard before the show were from them. So I highly recommend giving that a try. After this show, you know, just find out what your friends are listening to. You never know what you'll find, what you'll discover. You know, I know a lot of folks know me from GCPD and from Since Last We Spoke and Cast Today and that sort of thing. We do this segment on those shows called Resnaculous. It used to be Resnaculous Tuesday, but it could not be contained by a single day of the week. So, you know, we do a lot of fun stuff with that. One thing that I have been introducing to a lot of my friends and colleagues lately, which I'm surprised a lot of folks haven't tried, are these green tea Kit Kats. Now, these are usually imported from Japan. You can find them, if you're in Chicago, you can find them in candy shops in our Chinatown area. If you are anywhere else in the world, you can order them from Amazon. They're a little bit pricier, of course, than your normal Kit Kats because of the import, and they're completely written in Japanese language, so you kind of have to know what you're getting into. But they're delicious. I haven't heard one complaint after recommending these Kit Kats to anyone. So by all means, if you need a break, no pun intended, get some green tea Kit Kats. I was about to say green apple Kit Kats, which actually brings me to my next point of business. I detest green apple flavoring in candies. We can fight about it. We can argue about it. In fact, I encourage you, if you have a different opinion I do, go to anchor.fm to my channel. Leave a comment, and I will respond to your comment on the show. So, all that being said, folks, tune in after this next little break, and I'll talk to you in a moment. Thanks. And we're back. I've been wanting to say that for a long time, trust me. So I was starting to talk about apple flavoring in just candy in general. But the reason I brought it up is because I actually found these Sweet Heat Skittles the other day at Walgreens, and they definitely fall in the realm of Rasnaculous. These Skittles include five, what they claim are intimidating options: fiery watermelon, blazing mango, flaming orange, sizzling strawberry, and lemon spark. Now, you know that when they just completely get rid of the letter G, they mean business, folks, so these must be hot. I'm gonna try them, and I want you guys to do something different this time. I want to make all of you honorary Rasnakianauts. This show, this Lunchcast, is gonna happen every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and I would like to meet you back here on Wednesday, and we can try them together live on Lunchcast with Matt Peters. So, Wednesday, noon Central Time, get a bag of the Skittles before then, and we can experience the flaming hotness of these random flavors together for the first time. No green apple, thankfully, but there's no lime either, and I love lime. But I don't know how that would work as a hot flavor. We'll find out together right here on Lunchcast. Thank you, folks, for listening to the inaugural episode. If you have checked out my station before now, you know that I also make announcements on here about different projects I have coming up. Basically, every podcast that I'm a part of has a new episode coming out this week in addition to this Lunchcast that I'm doing now. So check it out. Since last we spoke, digital dumpster diving, and even a piece that I worked on with Michi Trota for The Learned Fangirl. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Hope you're enjoying your day so far. For those of you, once again, that are going through these disasters, stay strong. I hope I brought a little bit of levity to your day. And we will meet you back here on Wednesday. Hot Skittles in hand. Take care and enjoy your lunch.